93.3 FM and 1340 AM KIHR and GorgeRadio.com presents the Mid-Columbia Today Show with Mark Bailey. Special thanks to our sponsors, Skyline Health and Delcarpine Automotive. Now, here's Mark Bailey.
Good morning. It is 8:04, Mid-Columbia Today. Mark Bailey, Cameron Eisenberg's here producing today. On this Thursday morning, here's what we're doing. Max Reitz is going to join us, Hunter Valley High School baseball coach. They've got a fundraiser coming up. Not this Saturday, but the next one, February the 7th, at the Hunter Elks Club. I said the Ruins accidentally because so many things happened there. I just assume it. But it's at the Elks Club, and we're going to talk about what's planned, and we'll get into the season a little bit also. Second half of the program, Tom Penberthy is going to be here, Columbia Gorge Community College, and I left his stuff on the copier, but I can tell you we're going to talk about a couple things with him. Part of it is, I think, going to be talking about Hunter Valley High School and a program they've got going for advanced college credit. So we will do that on the show over the course of the next about 55 minutes or so. But first, as we always do, let's tell you about this day as men and what it means, at least to some people. 1891, following the death of her brother, Kayla Kawawa. I'm butchering this. Kayla Kawa. Lili Uokalani was sworn in as the first and only queen of the Hawaiian kingdom. Her reign went in 2 years later when the Hawaiian monarchy was abolished following a military-supported coup d'etat. I apologize to those who have lived in Hawaii. I've got a couple friends through coaching, etc., that I just absolutely messed that one up. 1936, the first five inductees to baseball's Hall of Fame, Ty Cobb, Babe Ruth, Honus Wagner, Christy Mathewson, and Walter Johnson, elected in Cooperstown. 1979, President Jimmy Carter formally welcomed Chinese Vice Premier Deng Xiaoping to the White House following the establishment of full diplomatic relations. 1995, the San Francisco 49ers became the first team in NFL history to win five Super Bowl titles, beating the San Diego Chargers 49-26 in Super Bowl 29. 1998, a bomb rocked an abortion clinic in Birmingham, Alabama, killing a security guard and critically injuring a nurse. The bomber, Eric Rudolph, also admitted to carrying out the deadly bombing at the 1996 Atlanta Olympics and other attacks, and is serving multiple life sentences. 2013, the Justice Department ended its criminal probe of the 2010 Deepwater Horizon disaster and Gulf of Mexico oil spill, with a U.S. judge agreeing to let London-based oil giant BP plead guilty to manslaughter charges for the deaths of 11 rig workers and pay a record $4 billion in penalties. 2017, six people were killed in a shooting at Quebec City Mosque during evening prayers. Alexander Bissonnette, who was arrested nearby, pled guilty to murder and attempted murder charges and drew a life prison sentence. 2025, a mid-air collision between an Army helicopter and an American Airlines regional jet killed all 67 people aboard both aircraft as the jet was landing at Ronald Reagan National Airport near Washington, D.C. At least 28 bodies were pulled from the Potomac River. Our days for today, it is Seeing Eye Dog Day today. We salute the service dogs out there. It is also National Carnation Day. It is a Curmudgeon's Day. This is taking place on the birthday of W.C. Fields. It is also a National Puzzle Day if you want to keep your brain sharp. That's a good thing to do. And speaking of using your brain, it's Free Thinkers Day. Think for yourself out there. Our food for today is a pretty good one. It's National Corn Chip Day today. So grab some Fritos. It's 8:08 in the morning. We'll come back. Talk Hunter Valley Baseball after this.
If you have questions or issues with things like consumer loans, mortgages, insurance claims, or money scams, the state of Oregon has advocates here to help. Get answers in action at dfr.oregon.gov.
Si usted tiene preguntas o quejas acerca de seguros, préstamos, hipotecas o fraude financiero, Oregon tiene representantes del consumidor listos para ayudarle. Reciba respuestas y acción en dfr.oregon.gov.
My name is Emma. I am 13 years old. 6 years ago, I was injured in a car accident that left me paralyzed from the waist down. Once I completed rehab, my mom applied for a canine companion service dog. Last January, I finally got to meet my service dog, Marcia, who quickly developed a very strong bond. Together, we go to my horseback riding lessons, school band practice, swim meets, and archery classes. Together, we pick vegetables, and we like to cut flowers. I love Marcia. She makes me feel like together we can do anything. I can't imagine life without her. She's a part of the family. We are just one of the thousands of teams Canine Companions has paired together over the past 50 years. With your help, we can continue for another 50. Visit canine.org to see the many ways you can change lives.
The Wasco County MCR Blanket and Coat Drive is going on right now through February 2026. Give the gift of warmth this winter. Donations benefit St. Vincent de Paul Society and other local agencies. You can make a donation at North Central Public Health District, La Michoacana, Grocery Outlet, and Farm Stand. They're asking for warm blankets, adult-sized coats, socks, tarps, sleeping bags, and boots. Please, new or gently used and washed items. For more information, visit ncphd.org/coat drive. Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River, 98.3 FM and 1340 AM KIHR and GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark Bailey.
8:10 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. Hunter Valley High School baseball coach Max Reitz is here. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, Mark. How are you this morning?
Oh, all right. It's been almost baseball weather at times this winter.
You know, we have had some pretty good weather. We're going through our preseason workouts, and we've been able to get outside quite a bit, even on the field itself a little bit, which is something you don't count on this time of year. But baseball season's close. There's a website I can go to that counts down literally the days till pitchers and catchers report, and that's all it's on that. So a moving clock and some baseball pictures. I think I look at that every day. We're like 10 or 11 days out, so we're ready to go.
We're ready to go here. But you're going to have a fundraiser coming up. Is this the second or third time you've done this?
It's the second time we've done it. It's been a tradition in the program through the years. It's a great way to get the baseball community together, which I think is one of the primary goals. But after COVID, there was a little bit of a break. We did this 2 years ago to help support our spring break trip down to Arizona, as well as fund the general program. And we're heading back to Arizona this year. We're going to do some fundraising to support that, as well as, again, support the program in general.
So what do you have planned? It's going to be February 7th, Hood River Elks Club, 5 to 8 in the evening.
Yeah, it's going to be, we're trying to bring in more alumni, more of our youth baseball. We really want to make it a celebration of baseball throughout the Hood River Valley. We're going to have some activities for kids while they're there, when they get there. Wiffle ball, we'll have a radar gun that they can test their arm strength out on. Our players will be there working with them, having fun. We'll have music. There'll be a silent auction. And a live auction, and we have food provided by Divots, a great menu of selections for people to choose from. So there'll be all kinds of events centered around fundraising and just getting people together.
You know, you mentioned Hood River Valley baseball as a whole. I think, people, and of course, people hear the Eagle varsity games because we do carry them right here. But baseball here has evolved over the last number of years. And the structure of youth baseball, to follow—I mean, frankly, following what's happened elsewhere with baseball, and most notably, the White Cap program being developed. I think it was Eric Harjo who actually began start this, and it was really in response to a lot of club teams. You know, kids were going to play club baseball, Portland, Seattle, etc. And you and I both know that is really expensive. It's one of the things I don't like right how things have evolved.
Yeah,
but this program is providing opportunity for all kids in the area to have that club experience.
Yeah, you're referring to the White Caps. Yeah,
yes.
For sure. Yeah, I think more and more as I work with the youth programs in the area, not just in Hood River, but throughout the Gorge, and have these conversations, I think we're continuing to try to highlight that to put on a to provide a strong youth baseball program to our families that remains local and affordable. But yet can allow kids to continue to develop their game, allow our kids to continue to play together and develop those team relationships that they'll need when they get to the high school level. I think that's really important. I have conversations with Coach Pat Clark over in the Dalles about this. And this type of collaboration is going to extend up through the high school level. But the White Caps program specifically, it does a wonderful, wonderful job. We've got great leadership down there right now, and they do a wonderful job of working with us at the high school level and providing a great opportunity for our local kids to keep playing baseball.
And, of course, I think last year the Little League program had record numbers.
Record numbers. Eric Foster is the president there, doing an amazing job. And so, as I said, Eric Foster, Russ Gray, Ryan Pratt, some of these guys that are involved at the Whitecaps and Little League level providing leadership. There are others, I apologize, for names I'm not mentioning. But, they're really invested in baseball in this community and helping kids love the game of baseball.
And this gets to, you mentioned celebrating the baseball community at this, because a lot of the names you just mentioned played for the Hooter Valley Eagles at some point.
Yeah.
I mean, the last few years, it's been a lot of players I am talking about during the games who I called their dad's games. I have a fear what's coming next.
That's funny.
The aging cycle is going. There's going to be a grandson at some point in this, and then I'm going to start maybe needing a walker to get up to the press box. But it speaks to what you're talking about in the celebration of this, that how deep the roots are. I mean, this gets into when the school was put together in 1970, when its first state title in 1980, and how deep the roots of baseball are for Hooter Valley High School. This is unique.
It is special, and it is unique, and it goes back to those early teams and Coach Glenn Elliott and what he was able to accomplish.
Doug Sawyer before him.
Yeah, Jeff Lottie was part of the coaching staff, I know, on some of those early teams. And, you know, we have had coaches come in to our program from other areas, and they look around and they notice it. It's different. Mm-hmm. And it's partly that we're our own community compared to just different high schools throughout the metro area of Portland. But it's more than that, and it is the generational component that you're referring to. It's the way that, you help cover the sport and bring it to the Valley. That's a big part of it as well. And people really care about it, and they're invested in it. And they can go to Trainer Field and look out there and look at something that they were a part of helping build in the past, whether it was physically building something out there or just playing baseball there. It's really unique, and we're lucky here to have that kind of a baseball culture.
Tickets for people who attend this. Again, it's going to be on Saturday evening, February 7th, 5 to 8, Hoodver Elks Club. How much to get in?
Yeah, so I think it's $10 for students, $5 for 12 and under. Adults are $40. It's $50 if you come the day of to the Elks Club, 5 to 8:30. You can find tickets on the Hood River Valley Eagles Facebook page and Instagram. You can go to our ticketing platform, tix.com, and search Hood River Valley in their search window, and it'll get you to the ticketing site where you can purchase your tickets. We'd really love to have a big crowd. We're going to have a big crowd. The ticket sales are going very well. We've got a great group of Eagles baseball community parents in the program right now that are working really hard to put on a fun event for everybody. And so we're excited, and it's going to be a fun night to talk baseball.
And you're getting a lot of help from some sponsors as well to take part.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, for sure. You can't you just can't undervalue what these businesses and local partners do to support our student athletes, not just in baseball. We know that these folks get approached all throughout the year, and that they continue to value supporting our student athletes. But I'm going to list just who we have sponsoring our event this Saturday: Von Lupken Orchards, Neal Creek Portable Sanitation, Duckwall Fruit, Chamberlain Agriculture, Columbia Tree Service, On-Site Supply House, Hood River Hardwoods, Western Edge Tree Service, Divots, Indian Creek Golf, Hood River Sand and Gravel, Zeller Property Management, Juanita's, and ZJD. If you're interested still in sponsoring or providing an item for the auction, it's not too late. You can reach out through the Facebook page or to myself. We can't wait to get baseball season started.
And you mentioned we're going to Arizona this year for, I think, four games down there.
Yep, we're going to go down there at the end of March. So we'll have a couple games prior. We open on the road at St. Helens, and then we travel to Pendleton, so we have two challenging openers. And then we head down to Arizona. We know we'll play good competition. We know we'll get our games in. And it's a great, team bonding experience. It's a great chance to challenge ourselves and play teams that we hope are better than us. We want to play teams that are better than us. And, for baseball families, they have to sacrifice their spring break, really, their whole whole career as their kids grow up. And so it's an opportunity for those that finally stick it out and are with us as high schoolers to at least have a little bit of fun down in the sun.
And worth noting, by the way, because you were mentioning this, the summer program. You're teaming up with the Dalles, and this has made so much – and they've worked together in the past on years ago at the AAA Hustle, when it was AAA Legion Ball, the Hustlers, was very much combined Hooter Valley and the Dalles. But usually it was players who had graduated or close to at that point. This is more in your development system, and it's, I think it probably helps that the two teams don't play in the same league anymore, don't play in the same classification. I know you and Pat are very close, have worked together. A chance really to kind of combine forces here to create a really good, solid summer program.
It's so hard to compete at the high school level if your kids aren't playing summer baseball. It's just a lost opportunity for development. At the same time, running a summer team that's that provides quality experience for your kids is challenging too. Mm-hmm. And in our communities, I have a great relationship with Coach Clark over there. He's a great baseball guy. And we both recognize the same thing, and that we need to combine forces really to provide the experience we want for our kids. And that includes the Hood River and the Dalles, but also both sides of the river and up and down the gorge. And it's a way to offer, again, a chance for kids to stay home, play more locally, but still get out and play competitive baseball against good teams during the summer. And you're building relationships based around baseball. It's one of the best things about the sport.
And I know, I mean, summer ball has become so splintered. I think that's the one where I really notice the splintering out of various organizations, clubs, Legion Ball, whatever, you know, other organizations. And it could be tough to have a good, solid summer program because where do you schedule, if nothing else?
It's 100% correct.
And a school like Hooter Valley, and I include the Dalles in this, most of your kids are 2 to 3 sport athletes, and they get pulled out everywhere.
Yeah, right. No, that's true. As coaches, we're competing. I'm in touch always with the other coaches in the high school because we know we're sharing kids. We try to be respectful. We try to coordinate. Mm-hmm. But it is a challenge, and it's a challenge for these kids, and their families want to, you know, they want to have some time outside of sports. Kids want to work. But at the same time, if they really love the sport, if they love the sports that they're playing, if they love to compete, then they're going to prioritize that. So we're doing the summer program with the Hustlers, and they've got an established tradition for that. I agree with you when it comes to club baseball. There's just so many options out there. It's grown so much, even in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And anything that grows that quickly just ends up putting out a lower level product often. Well, I'm not saying that it's not always great, but it can be.
And people have heard me say this. What I worry about, and this is youth sports in general, we've created an industry with a lot of people siphoning a lot of money, with a lot of promises made to a lot of, I won't say gullible parents, but parents who want their kids to have the best possible opportunity to enjoy and succeed. And they end up spending a lot of money. This is what I like about the Whitecaps program, by having the summer program here, is you don't have to go to these clubs that charge you thousands of dollars to have an athlete improve in their sport.
That's right.
You don't have to.
You don't have to. No, I agree with that completely. The key is that you're playing ball and that you're getting coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of those can provide that. All those different avenues can provide that. But at some point, you do have to ask yourself, at what cost financially, at what cost of travel? I think you need to be able to provide something local.
I should not let you get away without actually talking about the season itself coming up.
Because let's go.
You are excited. I have been excited for this season since last season ended. Because I look at this team. This is, I think, the best club you've had since you've been head coach. Based on paper. I mean, you never know. But on paper, because I look at your pitching staff and go, okay, I identify 5, 6, 7 pitchers here. And that you, especially in the Northwest Oregon Conference, very good league. You play 3 games in 4 days in these series. You need, I think, 3 starters and 2 good, solid relievers.
Yes, it's a grinder of a league. And so you do need depth. You can't just ride one pitcher, one player. We have an outstanding group of young student athletes that we think we can put on the mound. That's led by Bodie Steuben, who's returning for his third year as a starter. We've got Trevor Jacobs, another senior starter. Landon Pratt should factor highly into that group. Maverick Hockett. Mm-hmm. So that's just a few. And all those pitchers have varsity experience mm-hmm. that they're bringing back to us. So, yeah, I mean, I think this time of year is when you probably feel the most confident because you've not played anybody and they haven't punched you in the face and showed you what your weaknesses are. Yeah. But we do feel good. We're not afraid to have high expectations around. Mm-hmm. In fact, that's what we thrive on. So we expect to be good.
I would say the one thing, I guess, that I sit there and go, okay, this is what I'd like to see is, and I think, again, this was such a young team last year, a little more of that, not necessarily home run power, but the gap power, the ability to drive the ball. And I thought that was what you were really missing for the most part last year, but started to see some players develop it late in the season.
Yeah, I think, we definitely have the potential for improvement over last year in that area. I think when I think about trying to provide some pop in the batting order, we return a second team All-State catcher in Kingston McAdam, who was really coming on strong at the end of the year.
And that's part of the pitching equation, is to have that. I remember, in the state title game against Liberty 10 years ago, I would say Ryan Ward threw about two-thirds of his pitches were sliders into the dirt, and he could do it because Adam Cameron was going to stop every one of them and make sure it didn't get away.
That's right.
And it allows your pitchers to have a wider range and selection and confidence in throwing pitches when you've got that upper-level catcher.
Yeah, Kingston, third-year starter at the varsity level. As I said, second team All-State. So he will give those pitchers that confidence. In addition to Kingston, though, on the offensive side of the ball, I've mentioned Bodie Steuben. Trevor Jacobs is returning. We've got Tyson Harjo, was a freshman last year and was outstanding and looks great and poised to take another step forward and also can help out actually at the catching position.
Yeah, he'll probably be your next catcher.
Correct.
But he's only a sophomore and McAdam is established.
Yeah. No, and really what I'm enjoying right now as we go through our preseason workouts and you start to see these guys next to each other is that there's probably not a guy on the field who can't look over his shoulder and find somebody who's competing with him for that spot or who could play that spot maybe as good as he could. And as a coach, you love to have that level of internal competition because it helps these guys push each other every day.
Mid-March, we'll get it underway, and you'll hear it. You'll hear most of their games, along with some HRV softball, of course, as well.
Yeah, go HRV softball.
Yeah, right here. Again, to get tickets, how do you, I believe probably the easiest thing is tell people to go to your Facebook page.
You go to the Facebook page, you can find a flyer there, a digital flyer. There's a QR code on the kind of lower right side that you could just scan, and you can get tickets that way. Mm-hmm. Instagram has the same flyer out there. So that's probably the easiest way. Mm-hmm. You can, of course, go the day of. You can track me down. My number is out there and email's out there, easy to find, and I'll help you if you're having trouble. Reach out to me.
Hooter Valley Baseball is the Facebook page. They've got the link up there. You can get your tickets there. And again, $40 for adults in advance, $10 for students and players, $5 for 12 and under. There's stuff for kids to do. It's going to be all the baseball program, all the baseball players. They'll have a great time
It's going to be a blast.
Well, the adults have their dinners and the old things. And again, alumni get a free drink with the purchase of a ticket. And actually, one of those clips in that PSA is 10 years old. All right, that's the Patrick Harvey double to
that is
beat
awesome.
Churchill.
That is awesome.
In the semifinals in Trainer Field.
I got goosebumps just listening to that call, Mark, and I wasn't even there. So you do such a great job with that. But it was awesome. And we plan on providing that kind of excitement to everybody this year in our 26th season. We can't wait to have this fundraiser, get people together, see old friends, talk baseball, and get fired up because it's right around the corner.
5 to 8, February 7th, next Saturday evening, the 7th of February at the Hood River Elks Club. Max, thanks for coming in, and I'm ready. I want to get this thing started, but I also know we need some snow. I know that, so we got to be patient.
All right, snow in the mountains, keep it dry on the infield, and I'll be happy.
I've always liked that. Well, and I want to see field turf on that thing before I step away.
Let's meet again and talk about that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mark. I really appreciate you having me on. I can't wait to see you out at Trainer Field this March.
I will be there. 8:28 news is next.
All Americans should do what they can to prepare for the future. Donald Trump Jr. here with an important message. More and more Americans are looking for ways to diversify their hard-earned money, and gold is the perfect solution. For example, a gold IRA from my trusted friends at the Birch Gold Group lets you diversify your IRA or 401k into physical gold with zero taxes and zero penalties. You stay in control with a tangible asset that's held value for thousands of years. And right now, Birch Gold is offering a free info kit to help you understand how it works. Just text the word SECURE, S-E-C-U-R-E, to 989898. There's no pressure, no obligation, just the facts. You can't predict the future, but you can be prepared, but only if you educate yourself. So take that first step right now. Text SECURE to the number 989898 today. That's SECURE to 989898.
Voted best in the Gorge, A&E Plumbing, Heating, and Air keeps your home comfortable year-round. Hi, I'm Kimberly, and whether it's heating, cooling, or plumbing, our expert team is here when you need us most. From repairs and installations to our exclusive monitoring and plumbing memberships, we help prevent problems before they start. Our customers trust us for fast service, honest advice, and quality work every time. Experience why we've earned your votes in Best of the Gorge. Check out our article in the Best of the Gorge magazine. Call A&E Plumbing, Heating, and Air today. CCB number 203004. Your comfort starts here.
Hi, I'm Jackie from Hawks Ridge Assisted Living. As a new year begins, it's a natural time to think about comfort, care, and the next step for those you love. We currently have availability, including two spacious one-bedroom apartments and one beautiful studio apartment. Located in the outdoor paradise of Hood River, Hawks Ridge offers four levels of assisted living care that support independence while providing peace of mind. We'd love to welcome your friends, clients, or loved ones home. Hawks Ridge, your new home in the new year.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today guests is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters, the Gorge's local coffee roasters, on Tucker Road on the Heights in Hood River.
It is 8:30 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. Yeah, I'm ready for baseball. I'm ready. Well, let's get to it. I don't know, Chris Dierks might not be happy with me on the basketball side if I say that too much. They're still hanging right in there. We have Eagles at Milwaukee for basketball. Girls at then the boys, 5:30 airtime on Friday. And they're both right. They're both still hanging in the playoff hunts here. So big ball games on Friday night. Anyway, let's take a look at what's in the news. NBC News is reporting that the Trump administration appeared to have targeted Oregon for a surge of federal agents and a large-scale immigration operation after Minnesota. The exclusive, based on interviews with 15 people, focused on how President Donald Trump and his staff have scrambled to respond to widespread public and political condemnation after the second fatal shooting by federal officers in Minneapolis. NBC quoted an unnamed ex-White House official saying Oregon was next in line. It's not clear if that's still a possibility. The Oregonian Oregon Live reports Department of Homeland Security officials did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the report. The boil water order for the Strawberry Mountain Pressure Zone in White Salmon has been extended through Friday. The city of White Salmon says a malfunction in the water system on Tuesday led to service being temporarily disrupted for customers within that zone. Because the Strawberry Mountain Reservoir needed to be refilled, required water quality testing must be completed to ensure the water is safe for consumption. As a precaution, residents in the affected area are advised to boil all water used for drinking, food preparation, and cooking through Friday. Updated test results expected to be available by 5 Friday evening. Other areas of White Salmon are not impacted. For a detailed list of addresses in the Strawberry Mountain Pressure Zone, go to whitesalmonwa.gov. The Hood River City Council has chosen to focus on housing and a new police station for a possible November bond measure and embark on a public education and engagement plan in advance of making final decisions in the summer. Urban Renewal Administrator Will Norris told the council how they educate residents on the two topics might involve different approaches, with the police station being a much more concrete thing to be able to show to voters. The city's plan is to conduct more polling in the summer after the education and engagement effort and then determine whether to put the two options in one measure or perhaps split them up. The working bond measure for each about $9 million. The Dallas City Council approved an updated municipal fee schedule this week and includes the cost of a dog license, including an ordinance passed last month. Cost for a one-year license will be $35 for an unaltered dog, $25 for a dog that has been spayed or neutered, and $15 for altered dogs owned by military members and those over age 65. Many of the proceeds from the license will go to the Columbia Gorge Humane Society for shelter services. City officials adding they support access to low-cost spay and neuter services and encourages residents who need financial assistance to utilize the city's low-cost spay and neuter program. Weather, temperatures, Stevenson 40, the Dalles 38, Hood River 38 at this time. It is now 8:33 in the morning. Tom Pembeer, the Columbia Gorge Community College, is coming up next.
Hey, it's Zach from Del Carpine Automotive. You know those tall Sprinter vans that look like they could secretly double as apartments? Yeah, we work on those, and we know them really well. Whether it's your adventure rig, work van, or mystery mobile full of camping gear and snacks from 2022, we've got you covered. We're now just 10 minutes up the hill in our great new location in Hood River. Come see us! From Mercedes and Ford, big rigs to Sprinters, no jobs too big or small. At Del Carpine, we work on them all.
Family owned and locally trusted.
People don't realize that glaucoma is one of the leading causes of blindness.
Because there are often no early symptoms, nearly half of those with glaucoma may not even know they have it until vision loss has occurred.
I was diagnosed with normal tension glaucoma in July of 2020. And what we found out at that point was I had already lost 40% of my sight. And you think it only affects people that are, you know, 75 or older, retired, grandparents, and that's not the reality of it.
I didn't think at all glaucoma was going to affect me because I didn't know of anyone that had glaucoma, no one in my family. When you have glaucoma, you can't get back that sight that you lost. And so early detection and treatment is vitally, vitally important.
Don't miss life's most beautiful moments. Schedule an eye exam today.
National Glaucoma Research, a Bright Focus Foundation program, offers free resources and tips for healthy vision.
Learn how to protect your sight at stopglaucoma.org.
KIHR weather for the Gorge.
Your local forecast brought to you by Sheepfire. For all your fire protection needs and safety training, we're certified, mobile, local, and insured. 541-980-1181. 980-1181. That's Sheepfire.
Mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of rain today. Continuing into the night, highs upper 40s, lows mid 40s, and the winds are expected to be light.
Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River, 98.3 FM and 1340 AM KIHR and GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark Bailey.
And we are back as it is 8:35 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. Tom Penberthy from Columbia Gorge Community College has strolled in. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Mark. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for being with us. Got a couple things to talk about today. And let's start, first of all, something that's been anticipated for a little while by the college, but the Advanced Manufacturing Lab is about to open.
That's right. Well, we have had an Advanced Manufacturing Lab since 2021, but the thing that is about to open is the, it's called the ITAC Lab, and I can never remember. It's Industrial Training and Assessment Center.
There it is, Industrial Training and Assessment Center.
It doesn't roll off the tongue extremely easily.
I can see why you use the acronym. I'll put it that way. So, yeah. So what do we just say here? What is this?
Let's call it the ITAC Lab.
Okay.
And what it is a new facet to our program. So we have right now the Advanced Manufacturing and Fabrication is a 2-year program. And the first year, you learn how to do things like welding and, you know, basic fabricating, planning, that sort of stuff, metalwork.
Now, if I remember right, we actually kind of talked about this because you had gotten some of the equipment here a few months ago.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And,
thank you.
And it was really cool stuff. And, you know, it really allowed things that, yes, you can do with other types of tools with much more precision.
That's right. And so what we did, we got a bunch of it's called laser sintering equipment.
Yeah.
And it's these industrial lasers. The way they work is that you have a big trough of, say, stainless steel powder, and the laser, it's like if you think about building a building from the ground up with bricks, right? Mm-hmm. But the laser melts the bricks into place, mm-hmm. and you build whatever you've programmed in there. And we got a couple of the machines, we crammed them into the existing labs, and the existing labs are now super full. So what we have been working on with this grant that we got from the Department of Energy is creating a new lab for all these machines to go to. And so they're about to be moved in there right now.
I take it with these machines to this is kind of along the lines of maybe the next generation. We hear about the 3D printers.
Yeah.
And what you can do with those, basically create working models of various items.
Exactly.
Out of plastic.
Right.
In that case. This sounds like it's somewhat in that realm, but we're going into different materials.
Absolutely. It's just the next step along that line. So with 3D printers, you can, you know, make things out of plastic and see what that looks like and maybe test fit it, that sort of thing. And now with the laser sintering machines, you can build the same thing out of titanium or stainless steel or like nylon resin. So mm-hmm. You may not need stainless steel. In a car, you might, or an airplane engine or whatever. Sure. But, you know, for an industrial, for a manufacturing mm-hmm. setting, you could probably build something out of durable mm-hmm. nylon.
And I take it really what you can build with these it is only limited by what you can think of, it sounds
That's
like.
Right, because in the program that we teach, mm-hmm. At the beginning, even at the beginning when they're learning how to weld, they're learning how to program this. It's the same software that mm-hmm. at the beginning as at the end, right? Mm-hmm. So you learn how to program what you're wanting, and you know, first it's welding stuff, and then mm-hmm. it's
moving on to another stage yeah. in more detailed
higher level parts, yeah,
more detailed work. And this is where there's really two purposes to this for the school. Number one, at least as I understand it, number one is obviously what you just talked, which is training students in, I would imagine at this point, you're pretty close, if not right at state of the art here.
Yes, very much so. Yeah, exactly.
Which of course gets them ready for the workforce and gets them ready to hopefully acquire good quality jobs.
Yeah. Our biggest problem in that program is that we can't keep students in there for the whole 2 years because they get hired in the middle.
Well, that's
our problem. It's not their problem.
Yeah, I was saying, that's actually good success.
Exactly.
You know, you're the marketing guy.
I am. Yeah. I hear
you. You know, you can say, hey, it's a 2 year program, but usually we get people hired in a year.
Exactly.
You know, that works.
It's true.
You know, but the second phase of this though also is the ability for this to be available for local manufacturers
that's
as
right.
well.
That's right.
Because I assume this stuff, based on the fact you got a $1.97 million grant to put this together, doesn't come cheap.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, the machines that we've got, I don't have it off the top of my head any prices for mm-hmm. how much they cost, but it's crazy. Mm-hmm. And it's like the level of machinery that people would have to get is out of reach for a lot of small and medium-sized businesses.
And it also, if I understood it correctly, it gives them a chance to look at and try out this equipment
yes.
to see if, before making that big investment for their own business, to go, okay, you know, let's see if this is worthwhile or not.
That's right. We can, free, basically, mm-hmm. we will let small and medium-sized businesses who have got an idea for a product or a process that they want to work on for their business. We'll let them come in, train them on the machines, let them get an idea of, you know, how it would work. And we sell them the materials for cost. So we just train them as well.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to have a chance here on the 20th of February for people to come and check this all out.
That's right. We're having an open house at in the Dalles at the Advanced Manufacturing Lab, the Columbia Gorge Regional Skills Center. Mm-hmm. That's another mouthful. And from 5 to 7 p.m., the Mid-Columbia Innovation Hub is sort of helping us out with that. So they're on their page, you can find the link to the invitation. And it's a public event, so anybody can show up. We're going to have tours, you know, light snacks. We're going to have some legislators that are going to be there, the ones who helped us get this grant across the finish line. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a hoot. You should come.
So that's Friday, February the 20th.
That's right.
And what time is it going to be?
5 to 7 p.m.
All right, out at the Columbia Gorge Community College.
Yep.
And again, it's the open house for the Columbia Gorge Regional Additive Manufacturing and Industrial Training and Assessment Center Hub.
Whew. That's right.
I'm a professional. I train for these moments. So anyway, this is a really big addition. I mean, we talk about some other programs here. There are important. You know, we talk about aircraft a lot, the unmanned aircraft program, things like that. But this really is a big addition. I assume we don't have many other institutions in the Northwest that have all this stuff.
No, there aren't very many. There's none anywhere close. Mm-hmm. We are part of. I don't remember it's another acronym, but it's a Oregon manufacturers network. Mm-hmm. So if you are a small business, for example, and you want this kind of help, you can go to this trade association and say, like, yeah, I have this idea, I need help with it. And the trade association will if it fit, if it's a good fit, they'll direct them to us, and that's how we get a lot of our clients, I guess.
Also, we'll go to almost a completely different topic here for Columbia Gorge Community College. You're working with Hood River County School District on a program that is being called College Now. Now, I know there's always been kind of some college credit dual enrollment arrangements between the college and various schools here. How is this a little different?
Well, it is. There's the state calls it dual credit, and it's if you're a high school student, everybody's kind of familiar with this. You can do advanced placement testing or advanced placement. Mm-hmm. So basically the idea is you're getting college credit while you're in high school. Mm-hmm. And with our College Now program, we train up the Hood River school teachers in the Hood River Valley School District, high school teachers, to teach a level of instruction, for example, like an advanced history class. So then at the end of the class, the student can take a test and walk out of there with 3 college credits. And the way that this has been working for the last like 5 years is I just did a bunch of statistics on this. So there's an average of each high school student in Hood River. Let's just say there's an average of 15 credits per year. So juniors and seniors can do it. They get 15 credits per year. So they walk out of high school. They get, before they even graduate high school, they've got 30 college credits, which is like one third of a way to a 2-year CGCC degree, for example. Okay. Or like two thirds of a year of, you know, their freshman year of college.
Okay, that's based on a trimester system.
Yes.
With 15 credits per trimester. So, yeah, 30 would be, you're right. That's two thirds of the first year.
Yep.
Which, that's a pretty good head start.
Yeah. And what was the number? I think the low average for, like, if you are going to go to Oregon, University of Oregon, for example, their cost per credit of tuition is $300, not counting fees and all the other stuff that they do. And our cost for tuition at CGCC is $125. The cost for a Hood River high school student is $63 for these credit per credit. So there's a little bit of cost. The school district picks up some of it. We pick up some of it, obviously, and the families pick up a little bit of it. Mm-hmm. But it's a huge savings.
Now, are those credits only applicable with Columbia Gorge Community College?
No. Okay. That's a good question. Yeah, no, they just walk out of what they get at the end of it is a CGCC transcript, so they have classes that are all set up for any college.
Basically, it's just like they took these at CGCC,
yes.
And I know transfers work differently with different institutions, so I doubt you can say every credit transfers perfectly to every institution.
Exactly.
Well, I would think at least in Oregon, it would be pretty close to seamless.
And there's the last time I saw the whole list, I think there's 32 different classes that you can get credit for. And like you just said, like some of them may not transfer exactly, but the top 5 are AP. There's 3 sections of AP US history and 2 sections of composition writing. And those are sort of typical, like writing 121. Everybody has to take that when they go to a 4-year school, and you get this out of the way when you're in high school, which is a great thing.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I would imagine, especially for those who are thinking that 4-year degree, if you can plan this out in advance, as you figure out what you want to do, you can align those credits to maximize your transferability, whether you're going to CGCC or whether you're going to another institution.
Exactly. And like you said, there's biology classes and chemistry classes that are in there too. So if you're thinking, say, you're going to go straight out of high school and go for a nursing degree, you know, there are some prerequisites that are in there, including biology and chemistry and all that stuff. And you can get that done while you get half of it done while you're in high school anyway.
Mm-hmm. So you still have, though, also another program, and this is for the Hood River Options Academy, the online students.
Yep.
Called Expanded Options. And it's fairly similar, but there is a distinction, I guess.
Yeah, the main distinction between the two is that, like College Now, you are taking college classes in your high school classroom. Mm-hmm. And with Expanded Options, you are taking college classes from CGCC instructors in whatever modality you've chosen, mm-hmm. that CGCC offers it. Mm-hmm. So there's still a benefit there, but you know, it's more of a, you can do it online. Mm-hmm. You can do it in a hybrid way. You can do it through Zoom, or you can go to campus and take the classes in person.
So what is the best way for a Hood River Valley High School student to get started in college now?
The high schools will tell you. High school counselors are they're the starting point. And, you know, we couldn't do it without them. And there's, you know, the teachers, the instructors in the Hood River Valley High Schools are great, and they do a lot of extra work so that they can offer this benefit to their students.
Yeah, I was looking at kind of your full-time enrollment equivalents for the last 4 years in that program. Over 100 students every year.
Yep.
Well over in a couple of cases. And that's a decent size Hood River Valley High School. You know, in some cases getting close to 50%. And I know that their numbers are dropping a little bit, so you know it's in that ballpark. But a lot of kids can qualify for this, whether they're thinking they're thinking just that 2-year associates, or if they're thinking, you know, further along, 4-year institutions or otherwise.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's we try to make it, and I know the high school tries to make it as seamless as possible to get people into mm-hmm. it.
Could we see this program expand?
We hope so.
To other places.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're expanding it now into White Salmon. We're expanding mm-hmm. it into as many high schools as we can get into. Mm-hmm.
Oh, basically. I was thinking the Dalles in particular.
Yeah.
Columbia High School.
Yep.
I don't know how far you go into Washington. There's all sorts of high schools in Washington.
Up in Goldendale, we actually already have a program starting there. We have a program in White Salmon. You know, CGCC is the closest college to mm-hmm. a lot of Klickitat County, for mm-hmm. example,
right.
and Skamania County even. Mm-hmm. So we get a lot of people there coming over, and we have a articulation agreement and a scholarship mm-hmm. agreement so that it works out for everybody.
So they can reap the benefits there. I was thinking, you guys have to be for the Mid-Columbia easily. I would maybe up northern part of Klickitat County, you get toward Yakima Valley there. But
in the winter, it's easier to get down than up lot of times.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So, yeah, that's part of the deal living around here.
That's for sure.
At least most years. Apparently not this year. So that is going on. And again, the open house for the CGCC, Columbia Gorge Regional Additive Manufacturing and Industrial Training and Assessment Center, will be on February 20th, Friday night, 5 to 7. I think you said the time, 5
that's
to
right.
7.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be an open house. You can check that out. And there'll be some legislators there, but don't be scared off by those. You can still go.
They're very friendly.
They're friendly, yes.
Especially in events like that.
Yeah, especially in events like that.
Where they're being celebrated for their, largesse.
Yeah. It is coming up on 8:52 in the morning. I got to watch myself here. Tom Penberthy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And we'll come back and begin to wrap things up for you after this.
It's impossible to have a bad day when you start it with Chick-fil-A.
Hi, I'm Miles.
And this is Grant.
And the little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit is
how the fluffy, crispy goodness wakes us up in the morning. The chicken is crispy, the biscuit is soft, it's iconic.
Throw some jelly on it, you could throw some honey on it. It helps me kick off the day.
The hash browns are great. And I really like the shape of them too. Little circles of crispy goodness. Yeah, those early morning chicken biscuits are just great, man.
Mornings are a little bit brighter with the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit and Simply Orange Juice. Available on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. He's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, ETHOS, ethos.com/Mike.
I am Imelda Padilla. I am a daughter, a mother, a sister, and a proud member of this community. Being part of Skyline Health, both on the hospital and the foundation board, allows me to support the healthcare that this community needs to keep us strong. That's why I am committed to supporting Skyline, not just as a patient, but as a board member. This hospital makes our community stronger and healthier every day. I am Skyline.
Say hello to the Goodbyes Coupon Book.
The Goodbyes Coupon
Coupon Book is back.
On page 10, buy one breakfast or lunch and get a second breakfast or lunch half off at Carmen's Kitchen in Bingen. And on page 42, from Del Carpine Automotive, get $50 off any repair or service, including oil changes.
Pick up a free Goodbyes Coupon Book at any of these business locations or online at GorgeRadio.com.
Hello, Goodbyes. Hello, Goodbyes.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today guests is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters, the Gorge's local coffee roasters, on Tucker Road on the Heights in Hood River.
And it is now 8:54 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today as we begin to roll toward the end of the program. Busy evening this evening, though, in the area that we can tell you a few things that are going on. You've got the Volcano Listening Project this evening. Might want to check that out, see if they've got tickets left. They tend to get sold out by the time they get close to the Sense of Place events. This is a special Sense of Place event, 5 and 7:30 this evening. Columbia Center for the Arts in Hood River. Tickets at senseofplacegorge.org. The Dalles Arts Center exhibit opening reception for Elemental, Earth, Air, Water, Fire, Spirit. 5 o'clock this evening at the Dalles Arts Center. That's a free event. Five Point and Whitewater Film Festivals at 5:30 at the Trout Lake Hall. Benefits the Columbia Gorge Junior Kayak Club. Tickets at troutlakehall.eventcalendarapp.com. Financial Literacy Series, the Dalles Library Makerspace, wraps up at 5:30 today with a subject of managing debt. Registration is required for this. Go to wascocountylibrary.com. And White Sand Valley Community Library, they've got their Teddy Bear Sleepover. Drop off your stuffed animal at the library anytime today. Come back tomorrow evening at 6:15 in your pajamas. We're, of course, talking about the kids here. To pick up your furry friend, enjoy stories, songs, cookies, and a slideshow of all the fun your bear had overnight at the library. That is, again, at the White Sand Valley Community Library. And drop off, kids, your stuffed friends today, and they'll have some fun tonight, and you'll get to learn all about it tomorrow evening. It is 8:55 in the morning, and we will wrap it up after this.
Attention. Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers. So don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-690-6464. That's 800-690-6464. Again, that's 800-690-6464.
Tune in weekday mornings at 8:05 and keep up with community events and issues with the Mid-Columbia Today Show on Mid-Columbia's News Leaders, 98.3 FM and 1340 AM KIHR.
It is 8:57 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today as we head toward the end of the program. Tomorrow, to be announced. We're not quite sure yet what we're doing tomorrow, but we will put something on of note for you. Monday, Cindy Thiem is going to join us, Hood River Watershed Group. She'll be along to talk about what they're doing right now. And we got plenty scheduled on next week on the program as well. So as we look ahead to what appears to be a rainy period ahead, it seems like. Going to be a rainy around here for a little while. Supposed to have some rain. My app says rain is forecast to start in 12 minutes in Hood River. We'll see. And go for a couple hours. But yeah, it's kind of, you know, rain next couple days. Boy, they got the temperatures upper 40s, low 50s to hot for highs on my app all the way into next weekend. Goodness. I mean, we've got issues here with the snowpack issue. This is going to be a big one. We're going to probably start having on some of our water folks here for irrigation, because this is going to be a tough year on the snowpack side. Even if we get something big in February, I can't help but think. The experts in this will tell you that, yes, you can get caught up to some extent and still in February. And we've seen actually, of course, in March where we've gotten snowstorms. Even early April on occasion, usually those aren't too significant. So there's still a couple months left in this, a couple good months left up in the mountains. But yeah, you start to wonder, this has been such an odd winter in this area so far. Very strange. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. We're done. Out of time. For Cameron Eisenberg producing, I'm Mark Bailey. Have a great day. Talk to you again on Friday.
Today Show is a public affairs presentation of Bicoastal Media, Columbia River. The views expressed on the program are not necessarily those of the station, parent company, or of the sponsors. We welcome your suggestions for future shows. Call us at 541-386-1511. If you've missed any of today's show, go online to gorgeradio.com and click on Local On Demand for our podcast version. Thank you for listening to Mid-Columbia Today.